USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. California plans to require masks for all students in the fall, despite guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that says vaccinated students and teachers don't need to wear them amid proper physical distancing. State health officials said the requirement will allow for full-time in-person learning and for all students to be treated the same, whether they're vaccinated or not. For months, the Biden White House refrained from criticizing Republican officials who played down the importance of the coronavirus vaccinations or sought to make political hay of the federal government's all-out effort to drive shots into arms. Not any longer.
We need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oft times door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Miami-Dade County Courthouse will begin undergoing repairs immediately after a review prompted by the deadly collapse of a nearby condominium building found that safety concerns exist within the courthouse, officials said. A joint statement from multiple leaders released late Friday said an engineer's report recommended floors 16 and above be closed to staff at the courthouse. The leaders decided all courthouse employees would go back to working from home. CNN spoke with rescue worker Battalion Chief Nicole Knott about the search for survivors. She was asked what it's like to keep digging for survivors.
I feel like I'm physically digging, but I'm also emotionally digging for more strength to continue. I bring back into mind the families and friends.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two Civil War icons removed from public squares in Virginia. Mike Fortier has more.
Applause in Charlottesville, Virginia this morning as a statue of Robert E. Lee is lifted off its base at Market Street Park. The statue first erected about 100 years ago. The city council voting 4 years ago to remove the statue. The legal battle that followed coming to an end 3 months ago after a ruling by the state Supreme Court. A statue of Stonewall Jackson also coming down today. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
If you own a PC, chances are it's running Windows, the operating system that Microsoft has offered since 1985. Even with people buying modern Macs and even with some students and corporate workers picking up Chromebooks during the pandemic, Windows still holds an 83% market share for personal computers, according to technology industry research company Gartner. Today, Windows represents 14% of Microsoft's total revenue, and historically, Windows has been more profitable than other parts of the $2 trillion company. When Windows grows, Microsoft benefits. So the company is once again refreshing Windows with the announcement of Windows 11 on June 24th. New system requirements might cause some people to purchase new PCs capable of running Windows 11, and that would boost Microsoft Windows franchise. It's adding one of the features of Chromebooks, Android apps, to Windows 11. Stores will stock PCs featuring the new release in time for the holiday season. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.